This is TWIT.
I'm very proud of my guests tonight here at First. They're from our Springfield, Missouri club, and they have really, really got things rocking and rolling. And since they're on Route 66, well, hey, this is the big deal. So we're very excited that they're joining us. So we have Patty, and we have Jordan, and we have Steve. And Jordan, that your shop is, I'm so jealous. Look at this, I'm telling you. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing, though, how Route 66 is doing, and really a little bit about what the club is doing. It's all yours for a little.
Well, you know, we appreciate having us on here. We've been doing a lot of stuff with the club lately. Route 66 on the air, obviously, has taken off in a huge way. We've been out at the Gay Parita station here just on the old Route 66. We spent all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, doing contacts and stuff like that there. Got just over 300 contacts logged in for Whiskey 6 Romeo. And, of course, we came in here and started working from home. And, man, it's just been a big year all around. We're looking to get up there and get more contacts than we ever have and be able to teach more people about what Route 66 on the air is and what we're doing on the radio. So it's been fantastic. But as you mentioned, the club also has been doing a lot of stuff too. So not only Route 66 on the air, which Steve has hit up with Patty here, but we've been doing a lot of stuff within the club. Obviously, we talked earlier about doing tech days. We do every quarter here with the tools of destruction behind us on there. We get all the club members and people from Southwest Missouri area to here and kind of teach them how to take the radios apart, what they can do, teach them about the component level stuff and all that. So it's been very exciting. That's just been a through the roof event. In fact, local news was here for the first one, and it's taken off in a big way. So we've been doing a lot of stuff. Field day was good this year, a little hot, but overall, Southwest Missouri Amateur Radio Club is really getting up in there and really putting on a lot of stuff. It's making those dues that the members pay really worth it for all the activities that we're doing. So it's very exciting. You can see our website up there. It's a complete redo from what it used to be. We had a good one up, had a lot of information on it, but people wanted more. They wanted more information. They wanted it easier to get to and better formatting. So we redid the whole thing. You've got information. That's a picture from Tech Day up there. You can see we've got a bunch of stuff on the bench there. People come out with their chairs, and that's just the little nook area where we really do some of the work up there. There's probably another 20 people behind that. So it's a big event for an oversized two-car garage, but we make it work. So
well, that's really... really good to hear that you guys and gals are making some things happen there and from the club. You have some pictures of the Route 66 day. Let's run those, Vic, and let them tell us what's going on here. They're fabulous pictures.
Yeah, this is the old Route 66 road in front of the Gay Parita Sinclair station. And now it is in the Springfield area, so it's just west of Springfield, and this is the actual old route, and that's on the road out front. It's part of the field. We were in this pavilion, and George and Barbara were really generous with us. They really gave us a lot of things, a lot of help. This is... also in the pavilion, that is Franklin and Tom, and they're working the Route 66 station. This is Russ and Cheryl, and Russ is actually responsible for Linux in the Ham Shack podcast. So that's his partner there that's helping out with logging, and they made a bunch of nice contacts for us. And we also had some visitors on the route, which were actually travelers from Michigan. They were working the Route 66 on the air mobile. And that is Pat. Let me get their call sign so I can tell you correctly. Pat, W8PMR, and Wendy, KD8IWB. And they both made some contacts for us. I think they were really surprised that we would offer, but hey, they were there and they weren't doing so well on mobile, so we gave them a chance to get on and find out what a real pileup's all about. And there's Jordan and Franklin again, and I think We said somewhere in the background, you see a little brown thing. That's the base of our antenna. We had a vertical up, which worked very well for the event. And luckily, we only had temperatures in the mid-90s. We didn't actually get to 100.
Oh, good.
So, and there's there the station. Yeah. There were about 300 visitors that rolled through on motorcycles at various times during the day. There were Germans, there were Swedish people, there were Koreans, there was a guy from Switzerland, and they were all gung-ho for Route 66. We only met one traveling ham operator, and unfortunately, his Spanish and my English didn't mix very well, but we did call something. He knew the phonetics, so we were good there.
Those are just such great things, and that station is really cool. Now, let me ask you this, Steve. Can you go in there and get gas for 15 cents?
Nope. And in fact, there's down the road about a mile and a half, there's another station, and they're also in the gas war, and they are at 12 cents. So the Gay Parita station is losing the war.
Well, we've got some things that you'll be wanting to get by working W6R. This is one of the QSLs, and that's an actual Route 66 motel, and it's beautiful. It's they've kept it up all these decades. And the Rest Haven Court is it's quite a thing in Springfield. So if you ever get to Springfield, you'll want to stay here. There are several others. This is the other one. Elvis stayed at this one. I think you took that picture, I think, Steve. But
That's it. Got, the Real Haven Best Western at St. Louis Street and Glenstone in Springfield.
Right in the heart of it. They have 255 Fords that sit out there all the time. So those are the QSL cards that you will get. All that information is on the QRZ. Just put W6R, and you'll have all of the information of where to send your contact for a QSL card. And we're very thrilled that the SMRC Club takes care of all that. Now, there are the frequencies that everybody's kind of working around, but they're not necessarily stuck there because people move around because they fill them up. But most of the 66s, you'll notice there's 3866 and there's 7266 and so on. But it is just one of the most fun things in amateur radio. I've been working it for years, and when I finally moved to Springfield and we weren't on the, I said, what are you guys talking about? This is where Route 66 was born, right here, and we can take you to the building where the telegraph was signed. But anyway, it's been fun. They finally find a spot for us, and everybody in the club really gets involved here. So I thank you so very much for doing all this, Patty and Steve and Jordan, and we'll have to have you come back after all of it and give us some totals and see what's going on. You're going to be on right after the show, though. We can catch you somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to most likely be on 80 meters, 3866, or plus or minus 10 kilohertz there. So absolutely, if you want to catch W6R, get on. We're going to be on 80 meters tonight. We're going to be working all through the week and the weekend. If you have any information about that or any of the other Route 66 stuff here in Springfield, go to our website, smarc.org, smarc.org, over there on the tab. I forgot what the tab is called up at the top of there. Anyway, you'll see Route 66 on the air. There's a lot of good information. There you go, resources tab. Under the resources tab, there's a whole heading there. It's got a lot of the history of what's going on. And a nice new feature we just added today is now you can see all the clubs along the Route 66 stations, all the W6 stations working, including who they are, where they're from, a link to their website, and any local repeaters that they may have if you want to try to catch and work at W6 station right there on 2 meters or 440.
That was a request by Wendy, who wanted, because they were hams who were actually traveling the route, they wanted a list of repeaters of the sponsoring clubs. And so that was what we came up with. So
Well, job well done. Just well done. Thanks a lot, guys and gals. I'll be back next week, and I'll come down, and we'll see what we can do and burn a little solder and whatever. I might have a broken radio. So thanks so much for doing this and setting this up. And we'll have you back and let us know how you did in all of this. Thanks very much, 73, to each of you and everybody in the club there.
Thanks for having me.
73, Bob.